USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense.
We know everybody who's ever lived in Hawaii knows the warning sirens. It goes off once a month at the beginning of the month at 12 noon and it blares. And if it doesn't, it gets fixed because that is our first line of defense. Unfortunately, in this situation, sadly, tragically in this situation, those sirens likely did not go off.
The deadliest fire in U.S. history has already claimed 96 lives. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. Harris will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. She'll discuss the Biden administration's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and the Inflation Reduction Act. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press, says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president to tell him what his itching ears long to hear.
A flash mob robbery under investigation in Los Angeles. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered the Nordstrom at the Westfield Topanga Mall yesterday afternoon and began to ransack the store. Police say they were wearing masks and hoodies, and video shows them smashing displays and stealing clothing and bags. The suspects reportedly fled with between $60,000 and $100,000 worth of merchandise. The LAPD says it will exhaust all efforts to bring those responsible into custody and seek criminal prosecution. This is USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right.
Engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios meeting at the bargaining table Friday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers presented a counterproposal to the WGA, but details of that counter were not disclosed. In a message to its members, the WGA said it will evaluate the offer and return with a response next week. The Dallas Mavericks and the San Antonio Spurs headlined the NBA Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday night. The class of 2023, honored in Springfield, Massachusetts, included Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, 5-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. This is also the first time a coach and player have been inducted together. Tony Parker says Pop was like a father to him, but
just can't get rid of him. Like, I'm like, really? You have to put Pop in the same Hall of Fame than me? I was.
Other inductees included Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade and the 1976 U.S. Olympic women's basketball team. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit yesterday was a Soviet-era fighter jet. Video posted on social media shows two people ejecting from the plane before it crashed into an apartment building. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.